Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosso, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Tuesday, the 19th of May, 2026, at 9:28 Israel time, 6:28 UTC. Trump postpones Iran's strike as Lebanon toll passes 3,000 and Hezbollah drone targeted, May 19th, 0628 UTC, 0928 Israel, morning edition. Bottom line up front, President Trump postponed a planned military strike on Iran, scheduled for May 20 after the leaders of Qatar, Saudi Arabia and the UAE asked him to give negotiations more time. Trump said serious talks are now taking place and ordered the Pentagon to maintain full-scale assault readiness. In Lebanon, the health ministry says the death toll from Israeli strikes since March 2nd has reached 3,020, with 7 killed on Monday alone. The IDF intercepted a Hezbollah drone over southern Lebanon, while Hezbollah claimed a drone and rocket strike on Israeli forces in Rafah. And in Gaza, Hamas appointed Mohammed Oda as its new leader, replacing Izzaddin al-Haddad, who was killed in an Israeli airstrike. Now turning to the regional sections, in Iran, the strike postponement has been met with defiance. Mohsen Rezai, a senior Iranian official, called Trump's repeated ultimatums and cancellations a sign of weakness, warning that the armed forces and the Iranian nation would force the Americans to retreat. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Esmail Bakay dismissed German Chancellor Merz's accusations about a suspected explosion near the UAE nuclear plant as baseless. Meanwhile, a New York Times report cited by Israeli media says Iran used the ceasefire period to rebuild dozens of ballistic missile sites and reposition mobile launchers. US military sources say Iranian commanders have studied American fighter and bomber flight patterns in preparation for a potential resumption of war. On the nuclear track, President Pezeshkian emphasized that Iran enters negotiations with dignity and strength, rejecting any equation of talks with surrender, while a senior military commander warned the US against strategic miscalculations. In Lebanon, the death toll crossing 3,000 marks, a sharp uptick. The Lebanese Health Ministry's figures include 292 women and 211 children, though they do not distinguish combatants from civilians. Israeli warplanes struck multiple towns in the south, including Kafra, Kafr Dunin, Haruf, Hanawi, Deir Ames, and Al-Shabiya. A strike on Al-Mashuk near Tyre caused significant damage to the Islamic Unity Mosque and an adjacent medical clinic. Hezbollah claimed its drone and rocket attack on Israeli forces in Rafah, while the IDF intercepted a Hezbollah drone over an area where troops were deployed. No injuries were reported. Israeli media reported explosions in Haifa and Nahariya following aerial interceptions without siren activation. Hebrew Channel 12 reports the Israeli army has observed a shift in Hezbollah's firing strategy, moving toward a war of attrition against army forces in southern Lebanon and deep inside Israel. In Gaza, Hamas appointed Mohammed Oda as its new leader. Oda previously served as head of military intelligence in the Al-Qassam brigades during the October 7 attack. Israeli aircraft bombed a residential building in the Al-Mawasi area of Khan Yunis. On the humanitarian side, Gaza's Crossings and Borders Authority says 357 trucks entered on Monday, including 177 commercial trucks, 168 aid trucks, and 12 fuel trucks. The Jerusalem Post reports Hamas is losing public support in Gaza following Haddad's assassination, citing a weak public response to his funeral. In the West Bank, Yasser Abbas, son of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, was elected to Fatah's highest leadership body during the movement's 8th General Conference in Ramallah, the first congress in a decade. On the multilateral track, the prosecution at the International Criminal Court in The Hague requested an arrest warrant for Israeli Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich. The European Union imposed sanctions on some Israeli settlers, a move criticized by analysts as a half measure that avoids addressing broader occupation policies. And Croatian President Zoran Milanovic refused to approve Israel's new ambassador to Zagreb, citing the policies of the current Israeli government and its military actions in Gaza. Milanovic said Israel broke diplomatic norms by publicly announcing the ambassador before receiving presidential approval. Moving to the analysis, first, the trend. The tempo of kinetic activity in Lebanon is accelerating, not flattening. The death toll crossing 3,007 killed in a single day marks a sharp uptick from the prior week's attritional pattern. Hezbollah's shift to a war of attrition is now manifesting in sustained drone and rocket attacks on Israeli forces, while IDF airstrikes have expanded geographically. In Iran, the strike postponement introduces a diplomatic off-ramp, but the underlying military posture has not de-escalated. The Pentagon remains on alert, and Iranian rhetoric is defiant. Gaza sees a leadership transition, but no major operational shift. Overall, the window shows a multi-front conflict heating up in Lebanon, while the Iran track enters a high-stakes pause. On the information environment, the Trump administration is pushing a narrative of diplomatic success, framing the strike postponement as a victory for Gulf mediation and serious negotiations. Iran counters by casting the delay as American weakness. Hezbollah's Al-Manar amplifies the attrition narrative, while Israeli media focus on the drone interception and the death toll milestone. A gap exists between the diplomatic narrative of progress and the military reality of heightened readiness and continued strikes. The Lebanese Health Ministry's toll, undifferentiated between combatants and civilians, is being used by some outlets to frame Israel's campaign as indiscriminate, while Israeli sources emphasize targeting of operative and the synthesis. The Iran strike postponement is not a de-escalation, but a retiming that serves both US and Iranian interests. Trump gets a diplomatic win without backing down, and Iran avoids an imminent strike while continuing to rebuild missile sites. The real pressure is shifting to Lebanon, where Hezbollah is testing the IDF's tolerance for attrition. The pattern suggests a deliberate Iranian strategy to keep the Lebanon front hot as leverage in nuclear talks, forcing Israel to fight a two-front narrative war. A counter-reading is that Hezbollah is acting independently, driven by domestic Lebanese dynamics and its own losses. However, the coordination with Iranian rhetoric and the timing of the strategy shift, just as nuclear talks intensify, points to a calibrated escalation. And to wrap up the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions, three indicators to watch. First, check Sentinel. One, imagery over southern Lebanon for new crater fields near Kafra and Kafar Nai, Fort Aounine, to verify Al-Manar strike claims. Second, monitor Flight Radar 24 for US Air Force tanker tracks over the Eastern Mediterranean and Arabian Gulf. Sustained orbits would indicate strike package readiness despite the postponement. Third, review Maxar tasking for Bandar Abbas Naval Base for IRGC vessel dispersal or missile canister activity, given Iranian claims of readiness. Now, looking at the same indicators through a status quo lens. Within 48 hours, the IDF will conduct additional airstrikes on Hezbollah positions in southern Lebanon, with at least one strike hitting a location previously targeted this week. Before May 21, Iran will publicly reject any deal that does not include full sanctions relief, stalling the serious negotiations cited by Trump. And the Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 26 with no resumption of direct Iran-Israel kinetic exchange, though with low confidence. Now, looking through an escalation lens, within 72 hours, Hezbollah will launch a drone or rocket attack that causes Israeli military casualties, prompting an IDF ground incursion into a new sector of southern Lebanon with low confidence. By May 22, Iran will announce a breach of the NPT additional protocol in response to the strike postponement, escalating the nuclear standoff with low confidence. And within 24 hours, a Houthi attack on a US Navy vessel in the Red Sea will be attributed to Iranian direction, triggering a limited US strike on Houthi launch sites in Yemen with low confidence. That concludes this SITREP. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_SITREPs.
This is Daniel Rosehill, signing off from Jerusalem.